This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Let's say, just for argument's sake, that you lend me 10 bucks. I take it, I go on about my merry way, but then when payback time comes, I say, yeah, sorry, don't have it. Would you take, say, 3 bucks instead and call it even? That, in a very quick nutshell, is what happened to Argentinian bondholders after Buenos Aires defaulted about 10 years ago. Almost all of them agreed to take pennies on the dollar for the debt they were owed. The ones that didn't agree, though, including an American hedge fund, sued. And now, 10 years on, they have convinced a federal judge in New York to force Argentina to pay back more than $1 billion. Argentina calls those hedge funds vultures. Courts call Argentina's refusal to pay immoral. Experts call the whole thing a mess. So to get a little clarity on an admittedly complicated story, we've called Felix Salmon from Reuters. Hello, Felix.
Hello, Kai.
All right. So is this, as it appears, basically an American judge foreclosing on the country of Argentina?
It's actually worse than that. The judge, we say, is telling Argentina that they can't spend money unless they pay these other people. He's not just foreclosing on them. He's actually telling them where they can and can't act.
All right. So I'm going to do something now that I don't often do, but I will voice out loud what is sometimes implicit in some of our radio stories, and that is say this. You got to make me care, man. If I'm some widow living in Southbury, Connecticut, why do I care?
Why do you care? There's one big reason why you care. And this is the reason why the U.S. government is siding with Argentina in this court case. And Argentina is not a sympathetic country here. Mm-hmm. But the U.S. government is siding with it nonetheless because it believes in this thing called national sovereignty. It believes that countries should be allowed to make their own decisions and that other countries shouldn't interfere in those decisions. And if we start setting precedents, if the U.S. government, because the judiciary is ultimately part of the government, if the U.S. government starts trampling on the sovereignty of other nations, then other nations are going to start looking twice at the U.S. and start saying, who are you to do this?
There are lots of countries out there that are doing debt restructurings. Greece comes to mind. There are others over in Europe, right?
Well, Greece has done it. So Greece is probably okay, but it's entirely possible that Portugal and Ireland at some point might want to restructure their debt. And that's the big worry here, is that if you have this precedent and a few other precedents, it could make it impossible, should it become necessary, for a country like Portugal or Ireland to restructure its debt. It might actually be the case that the bondholders will just refuse to let them do that. And then we would just have this really nasty stalemate. And no one knows how to resolve that kind of thing.
So, Felix, you are kindly a bond geek, yes?
I am.
Okay. Is this just a curious thing that you've happened upon, or does it actually matter?
This matters in the world of bond geeks, and what bond geeks care about is the lifeblood of the global economy. Stocks actually don't really matter that much. They can go up and down, and we can live, and, you know, if we have a big stock market crash, the world goes on. But we saw during the financial crisis that bonds really matter, debt really matters, and when that goes wrong, the whole economy can fall apart. So you should pay attention to the bond geeks, because we know what matters.
Felix Salmon, he is a bond geek. He is an occasional regular on our weekly wrap, and he's a financial blogger for Reuters, too. Felix, thanks.
Thank you.